In this segment of our show, we're going to hear from a panel from Disability Rights Promotion International. So tell me a little bit about your experiences with DRPI.
DRPI is a broader initiative that is run out of York University in conjunction with CEDA. And one of the projects that has come out of DRPI is the AWARE project. It's the Asian Workplace Approach that respects equality. And in that project, we're working in three countries, in Kathmandu, Nepal, actually three cities, Kathmandu, Nepal, Dhaka, Bangladesh, and Hyderabad, India. And the goal of the project is to, it's pretty simple, is to get employment for persons with disabilities.
So, Sridhar, can you tell me a little bit about your experiences?
Yeah, I'm still in Hyderabad.
Yes.
Yeah, so I joined this project just 1.5 years back. My job role is here. I need to take the requirements from the employers from, across the Hyderabad, from all the sectors, IT, manufacturing, retail, so all the sectors. Then, according to the requirements, I have to place the people with disabilities. So that's, I need to match the both to that. Like I'll act like a bridge between the employer and the job seeker. So this is the job right now I'm doing in Hyderabad, in India.
So what sorts of challenges present themselves in terms of getting meaningful employment and progress for people with disabilities?
Challenges here, so it depends on the company's profile. Suppose if the suppose it's an accounting position, so they required only the skills of what candidates can do on the in a software like accounts, like there is a tally. Some kind of accounts skills are there. So they are looking only those kind of skill sets persons. But when coming to orthopedically, persons with physically disability, so there the challenge is like they need to travel to the company. In Hyderabad, it's a metro, it's a big city. So where the challenge is like he has to travel to that company from home to the company. So the challenge is here, these softwares and these accounts things, they are not allowed to work from home. So some big companies, they're providing to work from home, so they can they are doing from work from home. So but the main challenge is here in the transport.
So
and the other is changing the perceptions of employers with this regarding employees with disabilities. And that's an activity that we're making progress on. There's a perception that a person with a disability may not be able to do the job physically, or that they don't have the skills to do the job, or that accommodations will be expensive. And what we're demonstrating with great success in each of the countries is that when you work with employers, talk to them about the business benefits and the business case for employing persons with disabilities, and speak about skills and not about barriers, then employers are first off willing to give it a chance. And then once they have employees that come into their workplace, they're discovering that they are getting great returns by having a person with a disability on the job, that the people stay in the job and are very productive in the work that they're doing. And what that does is it leads to success and changing of perceptions and willingness to hire other people with disabilities.
So how do you go about tearing down the myths and stereotypes that sometimes accompany the idea of accommodations?
Sridhar, would you like to start?
I didn't get that question answered.
So,
is it, Monica?
Tearing down some of the myths around accommodation is basically starting with the job task. So instead of starting, the starting point for some people and employers is a person with a disability is perceived as someone who is unable to do something as a result of their disability. And what we do is we flip that around. We change it in looking at the skills and the capacity and abilities of the employee. So when we talk about the job, we say, okay, what needs to be done in this job? And then break that down and saying, okay, so the skill set that you are requiring and the capabilities that you are requiring, this particular candidate that we are bringing forward to you has those skills and has those capabilities. And if there is a need for an accommodation, we take a look at where that the gap is, and we come up with the appropriate accommodation. So, for example, in the scenario that Sridhar described, that transportation is a very big problem in many of these of the countries that we're working in, with a lack of accessible transportation, and even a lack of public transportation. And so, one of the accommodations would be: can this person who has that skills match work from home?
So, in terms of successes, in terms of disability employment, can you tell me, is there any story?
Sridhar has a few examples of employees that he has successfully placed, and perhaps one of the scenarios is that you can share, Sridhar, is in employing people who are deaf, deaf, and hard of hearing, and some of the accommodations that you have put into place and that the employers have willingly embraced.
Accommodation into placement?
Yes.
I didn't get you, sir, Jesse. Placing of hearing impaired persons you're talking about?
Yes.
So, a success story, like, here we have placed many persons with hearing impaired. So, in terms of this accommodations, what we are looking is we place we match the job seekers nearby the location of the where the workplace. Then, for example, we have placed few of the candidates in Hotel Marriott, in the Lemon Tree, and first on Rockwell Industries, which is a manufacturing company. So they are doing the good work there. So. In terms of providing, changing the employee description, I think. So they are learning some sign language. So in their free time, they are learning some sign language from others. And even I have undergone the A level of sign language. So I am going there for first 1-2 months, depends on the profile. Then I used to teach them sign language, basic language. So in that way, like they're doing good, and the three companies, they got the best employee award for this person with hearing impairment.
Yeah,
so,
that's the kind of success that we're seeing.
Yeah.
So there were recently awards announced for. Tell me a little about that.
Sure. Last week, I believe we had. Time is going by, but last week we had an employer's award evening, and it was the Bengt Lindqvist Inclusive Employer Award. It was the second annual awards evening. We had approximately 120 people in attendance, and it included employers and employees with disabilities and interested parties that are looking at employment for persons with disabilities in Hyderabad. The evening included presentation of awards to 4 inclusive employers who had been nominated, and that included Lemon Tree Hotels, Marriott Hotels, Dr. Reddy's Laboratory, and DQ Systems, based out of Hyderabad. Last year's employer award was given to Rockwell Industries.
So, why was this a significant moment for these employers? Why did they set the goal of being fully accessible?
Employers are starting to recognize the business case for accessibility, and in reaching out to finding new talent to meet their work demands, and also maintaining a stable workforce. The comments that we hear from employers consistently is that employees with disabilities are staying on their jobs, and one of the great challenges is the attrition rate, that many people move and shift between jobs, and the candidates with disabilities that have been placed into these roles are staying, learning quickly, and contributing to the essentially the bottom line of these companies. And the employers want to share these stories.
Yeah, and the good part about this list, so once they hide, so after a few months, then they are coming back to us to with the new requirement. So we are placed in that, we have closed some other positions from the same company.